الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أيام معدودات. الله تبارك وتعالى has made روزہ فرض on us, and the actual meaning is فرض on every part of the body, and that is when we will get the maximum benefit. How much we keep our روزہ correctly, then we will be fulfilling Allah's command also correctly. And the object of روزہ is a very great thing, taqwa. To have a taqwa is a very great thing. A person who has been blessed with taqwa, he sees his way in life very easily. And Allah's help comes to him from all sources. First of all, he stays from any problems. But if any problem comes to him, that also Allah shows ways out for him. So if we keep our rozas properly, then we will get taqwa. If we just keep hungry, then that is not a promise. It is not on staying hungry. It comes in the Hadith Sharif. There are many people who get nothing from their roza, but just the uncomfort of staying hungry. And many people who stay awake at night, they get nothing from their staying awake at night, but just the discomfort of staying awake. So it's necessary that the spirit and the object be observed. Then we will understand what are the great, great benefits of fasting in every aspect. And that in the Quran Sharif, Allah says, مَا فَرَّطْنَا مَا فَرَّطْنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ سُّوْدِيَا. That we haven't left out anything in the Kitab. Whatever what man needed, we have put in the Quran Sharif. Everything what is required. Okay, so our deen is a complete deen. Whatever we want is in our deen. Roza for our health, for everything, Allah has put a complete system for us. But we don't apply it properly. And the worst is, like an example which is given, a snake that is sitting on a treasure box full of treasure. It can't use it itself and not allowing anyone else to use it. We are sitting on this great, great treasure box of Islam, of Iman. In this world, it delivers so greatly. And in the Akhirat, we cannot imagine what the result will be. And we are like the snake on top. We're not using it ourselves. And because we're not applying it in our lives, other people also don't see the beauty of Islam. And whoever has seen the beauty of Islam, they readily accept Islam. Islam is so attractive, so beautiful. It's only a matter of finding it out. So Allah give us tawfiq. So with regard to keeping of the rozas, we discussed about roza of the eyes, rozas of the tongue. And with regard to the tongue, one important point also is that Allah has made the tongue with one part of the body without a bone. And the indication is only soft words must come out from the tongue. It's not hard. So don't say hard words come out from your tongue. Allah kept it soft, so only the soft words come out. So we should be very careful in the usage of the tongue. With all these subjects, there is no limit to the extent that it can be explained. But the actual thing is, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. When we will practice it, and we will get the taste, and then the enjoyment. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gives a beautiful example that a person who didn't know what Shami Kawab is. Shami Kawab is one kawab which is very delicious if it's done properly. But a person didn't know what it is. And Hazrat explains this on a subject which is discussed in the Kitab of Ilmul Yaqeen, having knowledge of Yaqeen. And then Ilmul Yaqeen, seeing the Yaqeen. And then Haqqul Yaqeen, the reality of the Yaqeen. But Hazrat also says that this subject is discussed in the class and it takes a week, 2 weeks to discuss. At the end of the subject, at the end of the discussion, neither did the students understand and neither did the Ustad understand. It had to be explained, so it was explained. And this lesson got complete. But it's not an easy subject. But Hazrat Sayyid just explained it with the example of food. And in one, not one full lesson also. In 5-10 minutes, everyone will understand it properly. Then these terms, many ulama also study to try and understand and explain what is ilmul yaqeen, knowledge of yaqeen. And then ilmul yaqeen, ainul yaqeen, haqqul yaqeen. But now, as I said, just the example of a kawab, shami kawab. One is you got ilmul kawab, the knowledge of the kawab. And that it is very tasty. You read it in a kitab, some friends told you, somebody, that it is very tasty. So now you got that knowledge. And one day, ainul kawab. You see some people who are eating. And when they so engrossed in their eating, they are not looking right or left. They just the devotion. As Mawlana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, that if we had 1% of the concentration we got when we eat in our namaz, then see what our namaz will be. In our eating, we see also our friends when we started eating, and all are so engrossed that the host is offering something, he brought some, nobody even lifts his eyes up to see. Forget taking it from the poor person. He is looking for some place to put it. Somebody will take it. But the friends are so engrossed in eating. And also when we sit in the, on the dasturkhan, as soon as we sit, a person's eyes is from this side to that side. Everything, what is there, and I mustn't miss out anything. Whatever they eat for breakfast, for lunch, everything we want. If we had this little desire for our namaz, then see what our namaz will become. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, also says that in the discussion of one lesson in Bukhari Sharif, it comes that if Isha is time for Isha namaz, Jama'ah, and Asha, in Arabic, Supper is called Asha. Isha and Asha, both are ready at the same time. Supper is also ready, namaz is also ready. So what must a person have first? So after all the discussion, the answer is that you have your supper first and then go and make your Isha. So, and the reasoning behind that is that if you are hungry and you go for namaz, your whole namaz, your thoughts will be in that supper, the supper that I left. And if you eat, then your thoughts will be in namaz while eating also. I must say, miss my jamaat. There's only 5 minutes left. There's only 10 minutes left. Quickly, I must eat and I must be there. So you'll be making your eating namaz. And in the other way around, you'll be making your namaz eating. And then one student objected and said, Hazrat, but if we're going to sit down and eat, then by that jamaat namaz will be over. Azan went already. And here we're sitting down to eat. So Hazrat said, unka khana, tumhare bawa jese khana chora tha. That the eating of the sahaba was not how you people eat. Then the first called meal, and then the second called meal, and then the third. They ate a few khajur and finished, drank water, and they were ready. They were gone already. They didn't have to again make wudu also. They had their wudu, everything, they were ready. So, like that, our food must be so simple. So this kawab also, if you see this people, you got the knowledge that somebody, that the shami kawab is so tasty. One day you see some people eating also, and they're so engrossed in their eating that they don't look at this side or that side. And the day you get that kawab in your mouth, Hazrat says that if there are 3 kawabs in the plate, 1 kawab will be in your mouth, the second one in your hand, and the third one in your eyes. Nothing for your friend. So like that, if we get the enjoyment of our deen, our namaz, we'll be so, and we won't then have time for talking, and we won't have to have your bayan also that we mustn't talk, and unnecessarily, etc. In the khankas of before, those people who had the spiritual illness of talking a lot, then they used to hang a board on that person. I'm not allowed to speak to any person. So all see that this person is not allowed to speak. And it's just a matter of a practice of a few days, then you can control your speech. Otherwise, we also all the time talking. We blame 2-year-old children blabbering all the time, or the woman, but we are not the difference also. Whenever we get a chance sometimes, just to try and bring a point in the subject, in the discussion becomes difficult. Everyone is just talking all the time. And Allah gave us 2 ears that we hear more and we speak less, one tongue. So the roza of the eyes also, roza of the tongue also, roza of the ears also we must keep. And the ears, roza, whatever is haram to speak, we must not hear that as well. Allah Ta'ala help us. In that, ghibat is one particular thing. And the saddest part is that we say that it's haram to make ghibat, but, and then you justify that, but changes everything. Like, for example, a person's motor dealer selling his car, and he's telling this car is very good, everything, this, that, whole lot of things. But the moment he says, but, then finish, that whole car is a write-off now. You're not interested in it. So this but, so, and the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes that none of our gatherings are free of backbiting. Whether it is the gatherings of the pious people, the ulama, anyone. And the justification we make that we have to talk about this, it's necessary. And that we have to see whether it is necessary. Where it is necessary, it is for us then, we should call it backbiting, to first to make backbiting. And if you term it a different term, that izhar al-haqiqah, to make the reality known, it's absolutely essential. Like a boy wants to propose for a girl has received a proposal, and you know there is something wrong here. One side, whatever wrong. At that time you can't say, no, you just feel good about your Muslim brother. Very good girl, very good boy, no problem. If you know there is a fault, it's your purpose to speak about it. You don't have to run the person down, but at least make some indication. Don't leave the people in the dark. So where it's necessary, and especially where there is a great difference between a muqtadi and a muqtada. Muqtadi is a person who follows, and muqtada is the one who leads. If a muqtadi makes a mistake, it's not every time necessary to broadcast it. But if muqtada makes a mistake, then it's for us to broadcast it, the leader, because people are following him. And they're going to follow him in the wrong that he's doing. And if he's got any wrong practice, once in the Haram of Medina Sharif, met one Parisa, he was from Reunion, and a very, very pious, good person, a friend of ours too. And Allah made it such that 3 days we just came together in the same place in the Haram. And at all 3 days, it was Asr time and Asr Azan. So Alhamdulillah, he was giving Jawab of Azan also. And this is also a lesson for us to learn, and it's not so easy to comprehend and to accept, digest also. That when the Muazzin, it comes in the Hadith, that what the Muazzin says, you must reply and repeat. Accept Hayya al-Salah and Hayya al-Falah, then you say La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Otherwise what the Muazzin says. So many people have got this habit. First of all, we don't give Jawab of Allah. And when we give also, we blunder there also. That when the Muazzin says, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, at that time, there is no Durood Sharif there. But many people read Durood Sharif there also. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But there is no Durood Sharif. And the proof of it is that in the Hadith it comes, a person who answers to Adhan, and after that, Thumma, Salli alayya. After that, he sends durood on me. So here we see how much it is necessary to know the Arabic language, which our Shaykh taught us what we knew. We still don't know anything. That summa litarafi. Summa is for delayed action. So it shows that the durood you wanted to read there when you heard Nabi Sallallahu's name, you read it now, after the adhan. And then a person who asks, for Maqam-i Mahmood for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then it's all the fazilat of listening to Adhan, replying to Adhan, etc. So Allah give us topic. Adhan is also one very, very important thing which unfortunately we don't pay attention to. Haji Ahmed Nakuda Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh used to mention this incident quite often, that there was a lady in Bombay, Muslim lady, but unfortunately in the worst of gunas, selling herself. And when the time of passing away came, then she was talking in Arabic. So the house people were surprised. They said, Arabic is not our language. We speak Hindi, Urdu, English, or Gujarati, but not Arabic. So they called the Imam of the Masjid. He came and he also saw. So he asked him, what kind of a lady? He said, everyone in the neighborhood knows what kind of a woman she was, what she was to do. So he said, but she's talking Arabic and 100% correct Arabic, perfect Arabic. And what was he saying? Hazani rajulani yaqulani li udkhulil jannah. These two men are telling me enter into Jannah. A woman who never spoke Arabic and didn't know. So then they were all surprised. Then the house people said, yes, we know what kind of a woman she was. But whenever Azan went, she would tell everyone, shh, shh, keep quiet, respect Azan. And many other people, Hindus also, young Hindu girls in Malaysia, were also the Azan they used to respect. When they died, they tried to cremate their bodies. Their bodies just wouldn't burn. They had, in their inside, they had accepted Islam. So respect of Azan is a very, very great thing. Allah give us tawfiq to understand. And also another, respect of Quran Sharif. Today with the radio station, on the radio station, if there is a qiraat, and if it's live reading, then it's compulsory to listen attentively. If it's a recording that is being played, then the ruling is not that strict. But if it's a live recitation, and today the radio is on, and we are doing our own work. Whatever the housewife is cooking, the motor mechanic has got the radio on and he's doing his work, the shopkeeper, his radio is on, and all, nobody is listening also, and all listening also. So Quran Sharif, Tilawat also, when it is being done, we should listen very, very with attention. And there is great, great merit for it, and there are great warnings when we disrespect the Quran Sharif. So, So Karisab was also reading this after Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we had that relation, so I explained to him that you're a leader person. People, you're the imam of the masjid, people, if you do this, all are going to follow you. Therefore, it's very important to inform you of this, that it is not permissible that to read the durood there. Durood should be read after the adhan. So we were talking about this ilmul yaqeen. So the knowledge of yaqeen, one is to have the knowledge of it. And that is discussed in classrooms everywhere. And in detail it is discussed. Then to have ilmul yaqeen, to see that. And that is when you stay with people who got yaqeen. And you see them how they live their lives. Then it has an effect. And when you get it yourself, then you realize. We cannot imagine the Sahaba today, what feat they had achieved, and how they, with a small, not Khalid, one of the Sahaba, who negotiated with Rustam, the king of the Roman emperor, and he said he'll go alone. So they said, no, at least take, out of 3,000 people, he said, take 30 people. Or 300, then finally he settled on 30. And what he told, that we are living people, we make zikr, in the hadith it comes. So a living person, and they are all dead people, why are we afraid? Even if there are 200,000, and he was not afraid, and how he went and conducted his discussions with them, all that can only be done with iman. Crossing over the water, the sea, with their horses, and crossing successfully over. That is all. And no doubt yaqeen has got this power. But we lack in that yaqeen. So that is what we have to have. We were discussing, and that discussion also got left, that Musa alayhi salam is in Surah Kahf, Surah Al-Islam and Sajda. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمَا إِمَّا. Allah says we will make from them a imma, leaders. Who will we make out the leaders for deen? وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا. They will guide according to our command. They will not يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَعْنٍ. They won't be afraid of the criticisms of people. They won't be afraid of anything. And the truth they will say. And they go out of their way. Nothing will stop them. Not their health, not money, shortage of money, or anything. They will always maintain the truth. يَهْدُونَ صَبَرُوا. One condition is sabr, and the other one, ulama sabr, وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. When they have yaqeen on our ayat. So sabr is important, and yaqeen is important. But unfortunately, we lack sabr also. Knowledge we have got, and we have excelled in knowledge. And over the limit knowledge we have got. But we didn't make effort of having sabr. On small, small things we complain. Wherever we are to teaching or working, no way is going to be a perfect place. There are going to be problems wherever. You try and leave this place and go and teach somewhere else, work with, for some other people, then you're going to have problems there. Everywhere you're going to have. Sabr is the thing that is required. The same thing in Wal-Asr. What a great lesson is given in the surah. إِلَّا الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Man is declared in destruction and loss. إِلَّا. But who will come out from this complete loss? عَامِلُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. And all this starts with sabr. If you don't have sabr, you won't do tawasi bilhaq. And then you won't have the other qualities. Sabr is a very important quality. And sabr is to forego one's right. Sabr is to tolerate. And sabr is to people swear you and anything. There is no doubt in Islam, you are 100% permitted to take revenge also. Anything wrong done to you, you can go to the qadi, to the court, and reclaim the wrong that is done to you. You can speak to people, and you can reclaim. But many people also, they feel that you must claim your rights, what you are. There is no doubt about that. But the position of sabr, of tolerating, of forgiving, not long ago, one judge of America, a lady, was known for her integrity, her justice, and how she made her decision, her verdict she made. And when one person, a non-Muslim, had stolen from a Muslim shop, he burgled the place and he stole, and then this Muslim man forgave. She couldn't understand. And then he said, as we forgive, we are not taught to forgive for his birthday, for Allah's sake. And that changed her life and she accepted Islam. And after that, all her verdicts now were on this humanitarian point of view, which she said, I never ever dreamt about before. So if we have got Islam in us, Islam was spread from an ordinary, that was a shopkeeper, and not a very big business also, a small, reasonable shop here. And the person burgled, but he became the cause of the top judge accepting Islam. So Islam has to be in our life, and then Islam will spread. So Allah Ta'ala make it that we bring it, we have the knowledge of our deen, the knowledge of this yaqeen, and then we to see it where it is. For that we have to be in those environments. And that is why Allah gives each one the opportunity. Simple opportunity. It's namaz time, and now you are traveling. And when you stop for namaz, you're going to be delayed. You're going to stop for namaz, you're going to go out of your way. That's a test at that time. Whether your yaqeen is on namaz, or your yaqeen is on your compass, or something else. Many other things. Today, in common, which is a police officer stops you, traffic officer, easy thing, just giving what your license driver, just put a note with it, and everything is sorted out. But the right thing is, even if he wants to lock you up, you say they're prepared to get locked up, but you do the right thing, and then see the difference. Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali once was returning from Karachi or Umrah, and at the airport, O.R. Tambo, they had a connecting flight to Durban. So the few friends, they had, their wait was over. So to check in now, they had to recheck in again for the Durban flight. So they had extra So that person made an indication, just put a 100-rand note and everything is sorted out. Maulana didn't allow it. And then when Maulana went and sat there, so he came and see Maulana, who is this man? That he's prepared to pay the extra money, which is maybe 400, 500, 700, 800 rand. And yeah, he could get away just with 100 rand and no hassle, no time wasted also or nothing. When he came and see Maulana, Maulana told him, are you allowed? You are on duty at this moment. You are not allowed to come see me at this moment. And he gave his phone number or email, you can contact me later. But at this moment, you can't leave your desk and come and talk your personal things. He was so impressed and he accepted Islam. And but that is if we got that Islam in us. So this small test Allah brings for every person, whether it's with your children, whether it's with your wife, whether it's at home, whether it's at work, if we pass this test, and then we are eligible for the higher test. And then if you pass them, and this is all, Allah makes it easy. From just starting with small little things, and then finally Allah uses any person. The whole Khilafate Usmaniya, the Ottoman Empire, started not with a big alim or a big Muslim, an ordinary person. And how many other great feet, Muhammad ibn Qasim, a Saqafi, a 17-year-old boy, and he conquered the whole of this whole, all of us, most of us who are Muslims, from the subcontinent, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, that area, our Islam is from the barakat of Muhammad ibn Qasim Saqafi. He brought Islam to those areas and Islam spread there. And today that we are Muslims, it is his barakat. A young boy of 17 years, Usama ibn Zayd, when he went, Allah's Nabi dispatched him. And under him was Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. And he was a 17-year-old boy. And the great, he wasn't the time the Khalifa Hazrat Umar, but a man of that caliber was under this boy of 17 years. So this is all what we spoke about yesterday, the tarbiyat of children. If we bring them up properly, then you can have these results. And if don't just now say that our parents didn't make our tarbiyat, make effort yourself, make your tarbiyat. Have your tarbiyat done. Even now, if you could not achieve it at the age of 17, then at least achieve it at the age of 70. But achieve something before you leave this world, before you go in the qabr. And it's just the habit of ours to shift responsibility. That my parents didn't give me the opportunity. Those days there weren't Darul Ulooms like this. And so nobody became alim those days. Those who wanted to become, Allah chose them and they became. So don't say that we did not have opportunity. The person, this Apple company, he's originally a Syrian refugee. Now, refugee, what chance you give him in life? A small little child, a refugee, and where he worked himself up and he became the owner and the whole Apple company. So Allah Ta'ala, we must use, Allah has given everyone. And لا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Nobody is charged with a duty more greater. And our success, it doesn't lie outside us. It's within us. Our success is not in somebody else's hand. It's within ourselves. And the material of our success, the potential is within us. It's for us to use it. This Ramzan which is here, to make our roza, so roza is within ourselves. We keep roza of the eyes, we keep roza of the tongue, the ears, it's all within everyone's capability. Everyone can do it. And whoever will do it, man jadda, wajada, where he's going to make effort, he's going to get the fruit of it. It's up to everyone, and it doesn't have to be that you have to be in the khanka, you could be anywhere. And you could also keep your rozas properly and you'll get it. Wherever you are, whoever you are, whether you are male, females feel they disadvantaged. They can't come to the majalis, they can't take part in jamaat, namaz, etc. Not at all. Allah Rasul gave them that position when they're doing their house chores and they're getting the dajjah of jihad. Without going on the battlefield, that same what jihad will give you, what status for Allah, what sawab jihad will give you, for the woman they get it at home. So we are not, Allah hasn't kept anyone, even a handicapped person, a person who is a blind person, a deaf person, for him also all the avenues are open. For every person, and how many people have worked their way up, it's a matter only for one condition is, you must not be calm, sure, that you don't want to do the work. Himmat, himmat. One sati of ours in Jamaat, Ali, he said that if you work properly and a Jamaat of 1,000 people come, just half an hour before Zohar, and you want to, you can have their lunch ready after Zohar. You don't, they're so big in number. You just make a few today with the phone calls and contacts and that. And one is, there isn't time. We can't manage, you didn't inform us before. And one is you want to do, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali also explained that many times, and Hazrat was one particular great quality, Mehman Nawaz, looking after the guests. You also host them with family. So if somebody had come, that was the day when Hazrat was still healthy. And he came just before Zohar. Then Hazrat told somebody to go and buy mince from the butcher. Somebody to get the rice. Told the family people to get it ready. By the time they came after Zohar, lunch was ready already. And of course, with all this, it doesn't mean you have to have a five-course meal. And you have to have all the chutneys and all the juices and all that. The meal, when there is a meal, a person appreciates it very, very greatly. And especially when you're hungry and you get a nice meal, any person, animal appreciates it also. How much a person will appreciate. So Allah Ta'ala give us profit, inshallah. Once, when I just returned from India, and my brother-in-law had lost his passport in India, and I told the person, and he was going to travel and come back soon after that. So Allah went to Pretoria, the apartheid day, and we spoke there to the officers and that, and alhamdulillah they agreed. But what I wanted to point out, I went for Zohar to the Queen Street Masjid, the Pretoria town. And the Imam, Maulana Hazari, old man, so he saw somebody out of town and with kurta, and with few, hardly anyone wore kurta, looks like some a different person. So he told him, must come and have lunch at home. So I went there, and he just brought a plate, he put it down, and eat. But how much I appreciated, because I had made no arrangement those days, where you going to get halal food? Even just label halal was not there. So where are you going to go and eat? And Maulana hosting you. So this is when a person comes in there, somebody are worked when it was difficult to help someone, the person was in difficulty and you came to help that person, your work for life gets done. How Allah Ta'ala gets pleased with you. So we have to keep roza of our eyes also and ask ourselves, are we making some effort? Or we just, the days are passing. And what did I reflect a bit about my eyes? Yeah, whether it's the cell phone, or whether, as we explained, that in namaz, our eyes, where are they from? Though we are supposed to be limited to the place of sajda, and all the other places when in namaz, but where our eyes are going? Are we making some effort? Or is the day just passing? And soon it will be 29th Ramzan, looking for the moon, next day will be Eid, or one more day, and we still didn't do anything. Are we keeping roza from this tongue? Are we controlling our talking? Meal time, at other times, many times we have to complain here that lots of time is being wasted on the snacks after the snacks, etc. So are we doing something? Everyone for himself. Am I curbing myself? And also remember that in the training period, you have to stay away from the legal and permissible also. Then only after the training period will you stay away from the impermissible and the haram. If we only stay away from the haram now, then afterwards we will fall into haram. Now stay away from those things which are not necessary. They are permissible, but stay away from that also. And then afterwards we will be able to stay away from haram. So our tongue, how much are we controlling? Ears, how much some of our friends are such, actually, like eavesdropping. We're having a discussion with somebody, that person wants to discuss his private matter, and a person who regards himself as close to the chef, he thinks I have to know everything, and he wants to put his ear in there and listen to that. How can that be permissible? To try and listen to other people's things, what they do, and they want it to be kept private, and we talk about that. We go and eavesdrop and we want to listen to that. So our ears also. Are we trying to control our ears? With regard to the eyes, you can just drop your eyelashes and you can control it. With the mouth, don't open your mouth and nothing will come out from the mouth. But with your ears, even when you're sleeping, they open. And you can't do anything unless you put earplugs. But besides that, your ears are open. They are listening to everything. But you have to have that inside control. And then comes the next, the roza of the heart and the mind. And that is really mainly focused on our thinking, thoughts. And thought is something which is famous also. Thought planted a feather and thought a fowl will grow. So this thought, what a person thinks. For example, a person lying on his face comfortably, he's getting his good sleep, no fatigue, no neck pain or anything in the morning, but just the thought came, I must change my mattress. Just because I've got some extra money, I can afford a new mattress, or I just saw a new mattress or something, or one mattress was advertised, I think I must change my mattress. So you change your mattress, but then in the process, somebody will tell you, or you will think, let's just change the base as well. And not only the mattress, change the base. Now you change, okay, no problem, the base. Then just change the headboard also. How long is the headboard? Nothing wrong with it. Everything is in order. But while you are changing, just change the headboard. When you did that, then the carpet also. While we are in the process, change the carpet. And then change the cupboards also. And we have now the new updated new system. The state of the art of all the new cupboards, etc. You have that. And the irony of that, one place I saw, that the cupboard without doors. So then why have a cupboard also? If without doors, everything is just open. But just it's a fashion. Because it's a fashion thing, so have that now, the cupboard without doors. And all funny, funny things just in fashion. Now when you made up your bedroom so much, then the bathroom, why not see to that? When you did that, then the kitchen, do the kitchen also. The might as well just do the whole house. You had just enough money for a mattress, but now you buy on HP, higher purchase, or you take loans and you buy. Before long, you can't pay back now. In the process, you did the house inside, outside. Now you did your garden, you upgraded your car, and you're just looking at it, and you can't pay, and the bank comes and reclaims. And they take away everything from the carpet is pulled out from under your. We know of people who build their houses literally with their own hands. And they took pride in building the house. And really they built it as they wanted it. But just that little greed of property around the corner, big good business, good returns they get it. But this little greed, another property has been sold. They don't need it. But we can get it. We haven't got the money. We'll take it from the bank. We've got enough collateral. We can put enough there and we can get it from the bank. Next, a problem with the receiver. Now they couldn't pay the receiver. Everything, literally, that whole house they built with their own hands, their business they had, and top business people. But next we say they're on the road they are. So just listen to this. The thought comes from nowhere. And it goes to nowhere. It just comes in the head and it's gone. But it left you with a big thing. If we don't learn to control our thoughts, how many times you stay happily with your wife? No problem. Just the thought comes, I must get a second wife. And just mentioning it to your wife, you lost your first wife also. And she knows that this person, he is going anymore. I know once he thinks of something, he's going to do it. Then you lose her and you don't get your second wife also. How many other things? Start another business, or whatever, and another business. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Alayh gives a beautiful example. If you have a 200-liter tank, and they have 200 liters in their water, whatever the contents, milk, whatever, and you've got one theft, so how much will you get out from there? And if you put 10 thefts, then it's 2,000 liters. It's the same amount. So you have one shop, you have 10 shops. It looks to you that I've got 10 shops and I'm really earning so much. But it is how much Allah will give you in one shop, He can give you 10 shops. Allah Ta'ala gives, and barakat is from Allah Ta'ala's side. On one occasion, a father who had become old now and ill, he had four sons. So the one son told the other three sons, the other three brothers, that we make an arrangement that you people look after father, treat him, everything, and when he passes away, the whole wealth of inheritance I will take it. Nobody is going to be prepared, and that is he wanted that nobody must be prepared. So he said, well, they refused. So he said, in that case, let's do it the other way. I will make all the treatment. And when the father passes away, I will take nothing, you people. That is what they wanted. They were just too happy. And Abba, he made it exemplary khidmat of his father, right till the end. And Abba, when the time for the distribution of the inheritance, he didn't take one cent also. He said, you people take it. But what? This is how Allah gives to Rozi. And what is barakah? And what is obedience of parents and their khidmat? So, that night he dreamt that in a certain place, there are 100 gold coins through the hands our time. And we'll take it for you, halal jai. So he asked, barakat in there? He said, no barakat. So then he said, no barakat. He mentioned to his wife, wife says, what, you've gone off your rocket? 100 kruger hands. And he said, there is a barakat, but jai, halal for you, 100%. He said, no barakat, I can't take it. The next night he dreamt 10 gold coins somewhere. He told his wife, he asked, barakat? No barakat. So why said you let go 100, at least take 10 now. And then he said, no barakat, I can't. Next night he dreamt 1 gold coin. Barakat? Yes, there's barakat in there. Now see the barakat. So he went, he took it, he exchanged it, he bought 2 fish with it. He brought it home, he told his wife to cook it. The wife cut the fish open, found a pearl in each one, 2 pearls. And the value of it, all the jewelers in the town together couldn't pay the money. Only the king and 900 camels load of gold, he paid for it. Now where's 100 gold coins and where's 900 camel loads of gold? So this is barakah. When Allah wants to give, then Allah gives barakah like this. And we must depend on Allah Ta'ala in all our matters. One time, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written that his father, Mawlana Yahya Sahib, mentioned this incident that taqdeer, what happens from Allah's side, what is decided, and that happens from Allah's side. And one is taqdeer, what we plan, that I'll do this, I'll do it this way, invest here, do this, all out. Taqdeer and taqdeer had a debate between them. So taqdeer explained that I work, I earn money, I do this, I do that. The taqdeer whispered, but that is all if I sanction it. What happens from Allah, only that will happen. No matter what your taqdeer is, but only what Allah Ta'ala decreed, that only will happen. So then, that person made effort, he acquired money. With his money, he bought a diamond, very good diamond. Now the value of the diamond, and it increases all the time. So now he was going to go into big things in life now. Building shops, houses, cars, everything, money, everything is in that diamond. But in those days, they did not have bathrooms in the houses. So he said, let me go to the sea and take a bath and bring in a new life. Let me wash myself. So he left that diamond, covered it up in his clothes on the shore. And he went for a bath. One wave came and took everything away. And then his diamond was gone. So his tadbir failed. So again he made tadbir, effort again. And he acquired money. This time he bought a pearl necklace, radiant colored necklace. And he ate it, and he was now also again planning, making his tadbir, dreaming, I'll do this, I'll build this, my business, this kind of business I'll start, this kind of business I'll start. The pearl is raining color, and the vulture, the eagle, they waiting for me. And they come and they swoop down so fast, and they just take it and they go. So one bird came and just picked it up and gone with it. Then it's gone again, everything left. Then he made efforts again. This time he accumulated his money. Those days wasn't paper money, it was money was coins, silver coin, gold coin. So he came home and he had to hide this money. So the only place he could find is in the stove, under the stove, there how ungainly as they hid. And at the bottom he'll put it there. Nobody would dream that the money could be there. So, and his wife was not at home, she was gone out visiting. So he went out looking for her. In those days, the lifestyle was such, neighbors are in and out of one another's house. And you need a flame, you just go to your neighbor's house, you take a flame from the stove, and you go. No objection. It was everyone, it was accepted like that. So one housewife came, and she wanted a flame. The afraid of a flame, like Musa al-Islam went to fetch a flame, he got Nabuwat. She saw all the money here, what lot of money is kept here. So she took all that money. And when he came, oh, the money is gone also. All his tadbir failed. So then he decided that the wife told him, at least go fishing, catch a fish, we can cook the fish, we can eat at least. So he went, he caught a fish. On the way back, or passing through a little jungle, some trees, one nest caught his attention. When he went and looked in the nest, he found his pearl there. It wasn't meat, what the vulture, the eagle was thinking. It was just this meat or the nectar. So he took it there. And he was so happy, screaming and shouting as he came. That neighbor's wife thought he found out, and he's screaming at me that I stole it. So she came quickly, here's your money, don't make a big noise. What big fuss are you making? Here's your money. The wife cut the fish open, and the diamond was inside. So this is tadbir. When tadbir, when Allah gives, just left his finger, like this Allah gives it. And with your tadbir, years and years of effort, and still you fail also. And when so we turn to Allah Ta'ala. And that is a mu'min who doesn't look at asbab. He uses asbab, but his heart is not, he doesn't trust asbab. His mind is only with Allah Ta'ala. So Allah give us tawfiq. So this inside of ours, our heart and our mind, that is what we have to work on. And that comes right. After we make ifkat, those are of the eye, which we still not doing. Those are of the tongue, which still not doing. Those are of the ears, we not doing. And then those are of the mind and the heart. And make focus fully on Allah. Don't look at our tadbir, look at tadbir, what Allah will give. And Allah gives, and you make haythu la yahtasib, you cannot imagine. We must do our share. Then Allah Ta'ala will give us. So Allah give us tawfiq to keep our rozas properly, every part of the body, and then see what Allah Ta'ala will give us. Allah accept from us. Now today is Friday, just few minutes, and as Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, even 1 minute may dua for more longer, but at least 1 minute dua, muraqabah dua. Just in your heart, connect your heart with Allah and make dua. And about 30 seconds or even 15 seconds after the fajr is in your mouth, keep on making a dua. Then carry on, enjoy your iftari, and then carry on with your life. But this dua, and it has got great effect. And the duas of Ramadan are especially very, very great. Let us not miss out on duas also. Subhanallah.